Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 25. They read, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Well, no wonder, when all of that is going on, such amazing power coming out of Jesus. We've seen him preaching earlier in this chapter, we've seen him calling his disciples, and now we see him teaching in verse 23, teaching in the synagogues. The kingdom comes by preaching, calling, and teaching, and not only that, but he heals. He heals many. He's doing more than John the Baptist did. That's part of what Matthew is showing us here. John did not heal. John did not have such a large impact over such a wide area, including Syria now, as well as the other places mentioned. And so as Jesus has this impact, the crowds come. And they do it because he does four things, at least in this passage. Firstly, he preached. As he preaches and teaches, he engages the will and disturbs the status quo of people's assumptions and thinking. Secondly, he called. He called people to follow, engaging the life-disturbing priorities that we have. Thirdly, he taught, engaging the mind, disturbing again preconceived ideas. Fourthly, he healed, engaging the needs, disturbing the hold of the devil over creation. Now, when we do these or the equivalents in our day and age, then we will be effective in reaching others with the gospel. And when the church or a family group or a small group of disciples, when they do this or their equivalents, then we will be effective in reaching our neighborhood, our friends and our family with the gospel. It's important that people hear the word preached so their will can be disturbed in a good way. It's important that people hear a calling to follow Jesus Christ so that their priorities can be rearranged. It's important that we hear teaching so that our minds are filled with the knowledge of God and that our priorities are rethought. And it's important that we see healing, and whether we believe in miraculous healing, as Jesus did, or whether we see it as being a progression that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives, whether it's a healing of the body or the mind or the emotions, nonetheless, God's power is able to work things in us that is not possible by human means. And as we heal, and as we grow, and as we learn, then the gospel has its effect in our lives, and we are able to teach others and help them. Well, we'll go on to chapter 5 next time, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.